Okay, we are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We are up to the last two terutzim. How you can have a kid at the time of eating Chayav and Mila and not at the time. I'm sorry, I apologize, Yankee, just that I was doing the test, so I didn't have time to run that
cold
one.
Cold water,
thank you. How you can have a kid at the time of eating and not at the time of bringing the Korban Pesach. So we are up to on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Rav Kahana, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top. Rav Kahana, I'm a brother of the Chem Yamek and Tumtum, Shanikru, Vinim, Tzuzok, Abayn, and he was a Tumtum, so there couldn't be a Bris Mila beforehand, but then he got ripped open, and we found it was male, and therefore he's Chayav and Mila now. You don't have to wait a week. This is not an illness, and therefore he's Chayav and Mila right now. Rav Shrab Yamar, Rav Shahaytzi, Rav Shahutz, Rav Prisder. He put his head out of the prisoner is the birth canal, the vaginal canal, and therefore he's born, but the rest of his body didn't come out. He couldn't do bris mila, so he came out between the akrobat carbon pesach and the eating of the carbon pesach. In fact, the Gemara Michaya, can a kid live at the time to be learned kibush yantel haver oilam, niftach asasim, benistim apasuach. What was closed before, which is his mouth, breathing and nourishment through his mouth, that's opened, and what was open before, the umbilical cord, gets closed. If not, he couldn't survive even for an hour. Now the Gemara Maskinigan is on to Ishta. He's being kept alive by the fever. In fact, the Gemara Ishta Deman, he lay Mishta the day. If he has fever, Yachin Kol Shiva Boy. So that he would eat 7 days after the fever. Al the Zanta Ishta the Ime, his mom had fever, and that kept him going. Biboy Sema, Hani Mila Hegel Lema Avi. When do we say that a kid can't survive if he doesn't scream? But if he screams, he can still live. Tysus is gyrus when he's not attached. But when the umbilical cord is still attached, even though his head came out, he can still survive through the umbilical cord. An oral can be sprinkled on. Right? They were makabu hazah because they were all tamei mason, right? So whatever they did hazah on them, till the 11th day of Nisan, they would have been Arelim. And since they brought the carpet on the 14th, somebody's beeping in. I don't know why. Hold a second.
Hello, anybody there? Hello?
Hello, hi. I thought he said somebody's beeping in and took a click or something. I don't know. Maybe it's something at school. It's Joey Mayer Renner. Who is it?
I'm Moshe Bray, Joey. Hi, Mayor.
Oh, Moshe. How are you?
Marcus, are we the only one calling in?
What? Yeah, let's try again, I guess. Okay.
I don't know if I should hang out if we could dial in, or I don't know if you can bring us back in.
Well, we'll see what happens. That's right now, we're not there, so that's what I'm going to do. Okay. Let's try it. I'll meet you soon.
I'm going to redial. Hello, anybody there?
I am.
They're calling a cell phone?
Okay. I'm going to text Baruch Masha. What should I put?
Make yourself a carved surim with a knife, sharp knife. Thank you. But the man who bought maybe was it also did the mila. The same kibul of high color. I may get to halama. You lose them. The new ones born in the midbar didn't do bris mila, so maybe it's for them. How do you know it's for new priya? Okay, my shuv. What does it say for shuv mail? Again, the love of priya. The gemara says my shyness. So what is shyness telling me? Because you say mila, the tchilas mila, matchilas mila, markeves. Just like you have to take off the arla at the beginning of mila, of tchad mila matkun. You have to make sure the whole arla is off. Not Elohim titzin amakun. So mila, these are the strands of skin that are makun. The mila basra achayves rev atara. If it covers the majority of the atara and it's over the top, meaning even if not the whole circumference, right in the circumference, but if it arrives in one place over the atara, it makes it that he's an arov. Einaychob betruma. I'm Rabbi Levi Tam Rabbi Yirmi Barabam Barab Basar Achayves rev gaiva shel atara. Not the keifa, but the gaiva. Frank, they came up in midbar, my time in my Lord Mahal. So why didn't they do mila in the first mila in the midbar? Ibai Sema Bishim Choshi the Archa, because of the weakness they were traveling. Ibai Sema Bishim Zoydashi Buruch Tzvaynes, because they never had the northern wind, which Rashi learned, scatters the clouds and lets the sun come through that heals the best. Tanya Kalais and Shana Shai, but you saw the midbar, the Nashim of Ruch Tzvaynes. My time, why wasn't there Ruch Tzvaynes? Ibai Sema Bishim the Zufim Hayu, their Hashem was upset at them. He buys him because of the chait of the miraglim, the ego and the miraglim. He buys him, Rashi says ego of the same miraglim. He buys him as if they're anani akavet, that the anonim shouldn't scatter because it protected them. But the mela, the bottom line is, they did not have mela. Amar Rabbi Hukach Yaymet, the Ivon, it's cloudy day, the Yaymet, the Shusav, or a day when the southern wind blows, which is a difficult wind. Not healthy. But Malina Bay, we don't mow. For Limit Sakrina Bay, and we don't let blood. Into the dash of Arab, let me just finish. Now that everybody does it, Shem Ibsal Hashem, don't worry about it. Yes?
So the MS, originally, if it was a cloudy day, no north wind, they went to Bris Mila on the eighth day?
That's what he says. It just says that. I mean the Gemara.
It's
dangerous. You don't do it, but it's dangerous.
Inside.
I guess they need sunlight.
Well, they didn't know when they were
going to
travel.
No, he's asking, let's say it was a very cloudy day, no sunlight. Would they do bris mila that day? The Gemara says they did.
A different question. if a boy has a bris, they shouldn't travel right after. They never knew when they were going to travel.
That's why they didn't do it. That's one of the answers to the Gemara. That's the Gemara like, but the Gemara says now Shem Ibsam Hashem, so it's not a factor. Shem watches the fool. Tanu Rabbanan. They say that the Baal Shem Tov said before he died that if all his madregas, whatever he reached in the world, he's still a petty. He's still a fool. So they, by it says, Peti Yaman, Lachal Tavar, fools believe everything. So he says, Shem Ibsai Mashem. Shem watches the Psalm. That's the Gemara by the Tanar Abban and
Kalash. So if it's Shem Ibsai Mashem, so then if they all did it in the Midbar, then it would have been the same thing there.
Correct. But
so
they
why didn't they just all do it?
No, because you're not allowed to do it if you're aware of the danger. So they all were aware of the danger. What happened is most of the people became unaware of it, and they started doing it. So therefore, Shem Ibsam Hashem kicked in. There wasn't a day that there wasn't the northern wind, but midnight. My Talmud, what do you see from there? It's an eight shrutzen, but it doesn't help for sunlight. If you have a northern wind at midnight, it's not going to help for sunlight, so therefore it didn't help for Bris Mila. Somebody who his bris mila is covered over, and we spoke out that the mepharshim speak out not that he did it. If he did it, it's machlekas. Rambam holds it's ein lechem lelam haba, but it happens by itself. he can eat truma biblically. The Abraham goes well if they near a car, but rabbinically he can't because it looks like an oral matzah. Moshim term shiimo says the fairy she has to mow. The answer is midrabbanan rabbinically he has to mow. The koyla my koyla was the have mean it doesn't tzarach mean rabbinically. A tzarach katoni says tzarach. But the Gemara Ketanim is saying he made a mistake in the end of the brayser. If you don't know him, they should sakan hilai. Yehuda says he shouldn't because it's dangerous. Amar loy v'alahar because he might become a kushamcha and lose the ability to have children. Amar loy v'alahar b'malu b'mei ben kuziva b'li z'banam b'banas. The days of ben kuziva when the Romans were meshem der arla, they did it and they had children. That's the strand of the makim tashamas b'si hover l'arabas z'samoshach. So he suffer. With the Kanot Lashat Krah, the Abimina was in the Pasik, the Gemara brings the Pasik, the Raisi brings the Sukim, the Raisi. But below him, he drives on them across the Machta, the Yelma, it's only a rabbinic. Mestre. Tum Tum Enechu Betruma, Tum Tum Keni Truma, Dashim Avada Varchlem. His wife, and his Avada, the Gemara is going to want to know how a Tum Tum can have a wife. It's only a Suffolk, we don't know if it's male, it is male or female. Kri. Mashuch Benoilu Kishumo, Halelu Eichlem, says the famous Halelu Eichlem. Over here, there's Machlokes Rashi, Tupshatim and Rashi. According to one shot, this proves your Huna wrong. According to the other shot, it means he can eat biblically, but not rabbinically. And therefore, it proves your Huna right. Meaning, we had no Havamina that a Mashuch should be able to eat Shuma. The question is whether it's biblically or rabbinically prohibited, and this Rashi seems to say he can eat, which means he can eat biblically. That's Rashi's second shot, which he likes better because the Gemara later on will not entertain a Havamina that a Mashal can eat Truma.
No.
So therefore he likes his second shot better than his first shot.
What about a Truma, but how about Pesach, for example? Why are we bringing Truma?
Same thing. A dragon is Echel Betruma. That's the Gemara Echel Betruma. A dragon is Echel Betruma, but Echel Betruma. A dragon is to eat Truma and not eat Kachim. Tum to mein ha'ichol because he might be female can't eat kachik adashim. Tum to mein ha'ichol every chumah will ever kachik. Tani miyas mashak will never chumah the ha'ichol and chuftin. Rabun the chuftin again, Rashi has two gears to us. Amar mar tum to mein ha'ichol but chumah, Rashi have other ha'ichol. Rashi will tum to mein alay. How does he have a wife? He lembed the kaddish he made kedushin. The time you will learn tum to mein kiddish kedushin kedushin. A tum to mein made kedushin, it's valid. This kaddish kedushin kedushin, if he's a recipient of kedushin, it's valid. We didn't say it's 100% valid. We said we don't know if it is male or female, so it's a suffix kedushin. So we're machmer. We need a get. Can't marry her. The tumtum sister. Tumtum can't marry. Right? He might be married to this woman, and therefore wouldn't be able to marry her sister, even if he's nikrai afterwards. It's a suffix. But nobody says it's a badai lekula miyamina. Suffix issue by nishim kedushin isha. Rabbanik shabeim nikrai shabebuchot. He's a tumtum that his male organ is covered, but his testicles are uncovered, and therefore we know he's male. Rabbi Amr Maidoshim Imai, Rabbi says that means he can feed his mother. But the Bibshita, why not? He's an offspring. Only an offspring that can procreate can feed his mother. Because it says, Yilid Beitai, Mash Malan, that he can feed his mother. Tashima, Tumtum in Aikul Abitumum Lebekachim. The Mishnah Malabai Tony Mesha Aro Vadai. Says on his safe and suffer girl, right? It says it twice in that brisa. Once her suffix, once her father, once her suffix. And the rabbi took him to save her lamali. But the Gemara, my tumtum oral means he's an oral. But the Gemara has a suffix oral, about the oral, we already said a tumtum can't eat, he's a suffix. For sure, he's a badai. But the Gemara, my time comer, my time tumtum ain't a chuma. Why can't a tumtum eat chuma? They should suffix oral whom? The oral ain't a chuma, but chuma will never catch. Maybe get tanoi. Let me say it to my colleague, get tanoi. Moshech regression is glad shumo. The cutting shavers manoi are cutting that the eighth day past. The sharkal and the mulam. The suyim ishiyesh l'shtei arlus. Ain't in the mailam ala b'yayim. Mila has to be done by day. The blessed Rosh Hashanah b'yayim. Bismanu is the eighth day. Ain't in the mailam ala b'yayim. Bismanu in the mailam b'yayim of b'layla. Now, we're zeroing in on Moshech. And we're assuming that everybody holds this has to be in the eighth day. The daytime, not nighttime. So why is Moshech different? My love, okay, Mifligi. The Moshech of Moshech, the Raisa, Moshech of Moshech, drop on us. So we allow it at night. That the Gemara Tisbeh cutting shavers mani bikel mandama drabanan. Nobody would say that the chiyuv tamala cutting that the eighth day past is rabbinic. El the kulam and mashal drabanan. The cutting shavers mani is deraisa. It could have said everybody holds mashal is deraisa as well, but we might as well go like Ravuna. That says even not on the eighth day, it has to be during the daytime from the extra vav. But marsaver like the shinur ubiyayim, we don't dash from the extra vav. Kiha. like we see in the following story. The Yasser Rabbi Yechon Mekadarish Naisim is Manu and Nisim Halabiyayim. Naisim, when burnt the first morning, has to be done by day, not at night. Shalab is Manu, once the first day passed, Nisim Ben Biyayim Ben Belayla. Eishim Rablazer Rabbi Yechon. Eili Nimel Lushmini, not Shemini, Ela Nimel Lushmini. She Nimel Halabiyayim. All he says is, but from a bride, he asked them, from Teres Kananim, kid that has a meal of the eighth day has to do by day. How do I learn 9, 10, 11, and 12, and that happens by Ben Hashemachus, either on Friday afternoon, or if there's a Yom Tov after Shabbos, or if there's a Shana after Shabbos, Tamad Lehmer Ubayayim, from the Vav. From the Mandalay Darish Vav, even according to Mandalay Darish Vav, Vav Hey Darish, he dashes Vav Hey, and says, Vahan Nicer, to tell me even Shleim's man has to be burned by day. Ishtik, he kept quiet. But there's another gift or blood left. He dies in Sukkim like a Tana, who got it like Moshe from Sinai. You think it's his? Masnisa, it's a Brisa. Meaning the Brisa about Mila, the extra Vav Hey Darish is Rav Lazar's. So Rav Yechon learned Tyrus Kanam in 3 days. He worked on it to understand it, but plus the Yarki in 3 months.
Why is Mila in the
first time? It's a Pasuk in Parshas Azriah. Okay. That's where it is.
Right.
Okay.
So
it's
not
Mila
in
I'm Reb Lazer. There's no braces in braces.
But
the only braces starting from the Chota, starting from Chedesh
Elochem. It goes through
different authors. There's Mechilta, there's Sifra de Beirav Tyrus Kahanim, and then there's Sifri. Sifri is Rabid Badvarim, Sifra is Tyrus Kahanim, and Mechilta is Anshmais.
Yomishmini,
Yomot, Sarasa,
is one of the
Kabbalists? No, it's talking about the Elisha that's Smeyalei, the beginning of Parshas Caesarea. Oh, goodness. This is, I'm going to need a chumash here from now on because you don't like me quoting Sukkim. The Gra says it's only when you're being mighty somebody.
Okay, so that's an answer. The only Rebbe who would take that and not tell me to get out.
Why should I tell you to get out? You're asking a very legitimate question. I'm Rebbe Lazar. Arul shehid hazasa k'sheira. An arul can do hazah on others. Meaning he have yatul yoy. Shabbi shasa b'truma kasha b'para. Shasa to eat truma. And he can kasha to do para. So it's at this point a comparison of equals. That the Gemara is not a good comparison. Ma'al tuyam shekem muta b'maiser. Arul can't eat maiser sheni. Even though it's a shayla in the Gemara later on. But that's how the Gemara comes out. And he can, and a tuyam could. So arul is stricter than a tuyam. We're not talking about eating the parah, we're talking about touching the parah. So we have a kabbal chaymer. Matu yam sha'asim negir the truma mutim b'parah. Aro shemutim negir the din shemutim b'parah. So therefore, an aro can be maza. Tanya nam yaki aro shehiz hazasim k'shera. My sahaya v'kshira kama mazasai. It was a story and they made it kasha. Meitzvah. Tumtum shekiddish kiddush epasol. Now again, mixing the ashes in the water are the same people that can sprinkle. So it says the tumtum that did it, it's pasul, and she's having aro, but aro pasul the kaddish. It says it beferish. Mandragina shekiddish kedusha kasher, because a woman can do it. If you die maf mandragina shekiddish kedusha psulim, then she's having isha v'isha psulim and the kaddish, and a woman is pasul. Funny me, aro was having aro pasul the kaddish. So the question is, we said an aro could, and here it says an aro can. I'm Rav Yaisa, if I find a ton of the Rebekiba, that's going like a Bekiba, the Marbele, the Aro Kutame, he says an Aro is like a Tame, therefore he can't be Mazda. Tanya of Bekiba, I'm a Ishish, the Rabbis Aro. I'm a Rabba, have you seen the Kameh, the Rav Yaisa, the Kashali? With the Shtamba Tana, the listening Aro, but Tame, according to you, anytime it says Tame, it should have said Aro also. It's not much Aro Kitame. Here it is, it's a Halacha in certain cases, it's not a across the board. So the Gemara responds to Loi, it doesn't. It says they don't have to be Ayla Rego. So the Gemara Hasim Shin Zimbaz, that's not a kash, that's not even going like a Bekiva, it's going like everybody, because it's disgusting for an Aro to walk into the Azara. Bazul Tamayu the Tanya. The Machloikas from Yehuda and the Tanakama goes according to their reason. The Tanya Hakok Shayim Lakadish, Chutz mecharish shaita bekatan. Reb Yudah makshe bekatan upaisa beishu ban dragonus. My time is rabbanon. Ksev lokul atami mapar shaita sachatas. It says for awesome ish tors eber sachatas. That's the button before. Ish comes. Vahiti sachatan. And tor comes to be mar beisha. And it says afterwards, the lokul atami, the same people. Hanuk the pasli basifim psulim bekiddush. And the chair massive and chair mckinish. Who don't look and can't name a club of lockach. My lockhu, the includes, I feel a hundred of psulam hussum, chairim hussa, okay. And a cotton is kosher. But the way Haki Ishanami. So why we exclude Isha? Because it could have said Vinasno, it says Vinasan, the Lord Vinasna to exclude a woman. Rabbanon, why don't Rabbanon darsh in the plural and the singular? Because he said Vinasan, Vinasan, Rabbi the Shaku Chad, Vyav Chad. One takes the ashes and one puts the water. Well, Tysus learns how to mean it would be. The same person does both. Chasin Achman of Alokhu. But Nasan, Tafilu Shaklu Trey. I'm sorry. Chasin Achman of Alokhu. He Chasin Achman of Alokhu, but Nasan, I've been to Shaklu Trey, but Yavi Trey, you need two people. Chasin Achman of Alokhu, but Nasan, Tafilu Shaklu Trey, but Yavi Chad, meaning it could be either one or two, it doesn't make a difference.
So according to Rabbanan, a woman cannot include it there?
A woman can't do Kiddush. Because we learn from Asaf Ish Tahar, Ish Lahiti Sakatan, and Tahar La Rabba is just the Isha. And why we do it that way is depends on the Sugya and Yuma. Now the question is, when the Torah wrote for Lokal Latame, for Nasan, is the Torah changing that or continuing that?
According to
Yuma, it's continuing.
But wasn't there a good question why
it didn't say Vinasna? No, it sure it wouldn't say Vinasna. It's the change from plural to singular. These are Torah al Tame. Torah Miklaush with Tame. We know it's Torah. Why did I have to repeat it? The Tame is a little bit Tame. Limit out to Yom Shikashi Vipara. By my name, Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes the following Shaila. Aro Mahava Meister. Can it Aro Meister? Kech the Yala Pesach Mi Meister Yin Aninus. We learn now Pesach from Meister. That an Einan can't eat Pesach is learned out from Xeri Shavah from Meister. So once the Xeri Shavah is open, Yalov nami maizvi pesach lini narevus. I do mechamer mikal yalov, kal mechamer lo yalov. The Taisus has two pshatim dan shavram going skacha. How can you have a gzeri shav that only goes one way? Either it's not mufna, mishnei tzadim, so it's a subject to a question, or because the havmin is it might not be a gzeri shav, it's a comparison. But the Gemara amalu tenisua. We learned the beferish, and the raya is going to be that an aro is pasul, because it's not listed in the chumras of Truma and Bikurim over Meister. It says that Truma and Bikurim Chayav Lei Misa, Zohar that eats in the Chayav Misa, the Chayav Misha Misa, Mishayigig, he has to pay a 25% surcharge. Vasurim Lazarim, Meinich Tei Kayin, he can Mekanish a woman with it, Dreidlum Bechad and Mei, it's only about to 1 to 100. Tuna Rechit is Yedayim, even on dry Truma fruit, you have to wash your hands. Vaharim Shemesh, and you can't eat Tuma till the sun sets. Harelo, but Truma and Bikurim, Hashem came to Meister. The Misa, Nisni, Aro, Asibahem. Why does it say that Aro can't eat Truma and Bikurim, and a Meister can? It's a rat, I can't give a mice. It's a raya, then an aro can't eat mice. So the Gemara Tani Vashire, we left it out. Like the Gemara my shire, the high shire, you don't leave one thing out. So the Gemara, the shire, the Tani Sefer, leaves that in the end. Yes, but mice, the Bikurim, I can't give a truma. So mice, the Bikurim, to the Havas, the Malkim, they both have to be brought to Yushalayim. The Bikurim has to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Utunim Vidoi. At the end of 3 years, if you have Truma, Meister, and Bikurim, you have to say Vidoy Meister. If you only have Truma, you wouldn't have to say Vidoy. Once you say Vidoy, it includes Truma, but that wouldn't be the trigger. V'asil Ainan and Truma, Bikurim, Meister, Bikurim are asil to an Ainan because we learned it out of a Hekish. The Torah put Meister and Bikurim in the same pasuk to compare them. Reb Shimon Matzer, because he says the Torah called it Truma to tell me that it's Utta to an Ainan. We learned that out of Mechol Zar, Zar Samartilov Vidoy Aninus. The Chayav the beer, at the end of 3 years, if you didn't give it, you have to get rid of it. And again, it's written by Meister and Bikurim, is learned out from a Hekish, according to the Tanakhama. And Rav Shimon Matz points to it again, Truma Kaya Rachmana. Bilu Asil of Hayim have a Truma, that you're not allowed to have any pleasure when it's Tameh. Can't destroy it and have pleasure. It's not an Isra Hanoah, it's an Isra Hanoah Shom Kiloi, Hanoah of destruction. Which again is written by Meister, and we learn out Bikurim from Xeri Shava. And Vayichlu Betumas Atzim Amloika. If you eat Meister or Bikurim when it is Tamei, you get Malchus by changing Truma when it is Tamei is only an Asay. And again, Bikurim is derived from Meister. By changing Truma like Tani, Alma Tani Vishayer, so we see that the Brisa didn't list all the Chumras. Asura Lina, Rav Shimon Matam and Nogu, who had the kind of come and know that it's Asura Lina. Similarly, Sukha Lacha B'Sherecha, Ma'is is Gokha B'Sherecha B'Sherecha, and the Bach brings down the Geimer, the rest of the Pasuk, U'Tumas Yedecha, Rav Ramar, Tumas Yedecha, Elu B'Korim. I was going to read the whole Pasuk, but I don't want to do Tarish himself, so I didn't say the rest of the Pasuk.
Doesn't the Kuros say something?
Right.
Doesn't it?
It's Machoik, that's the Roshita. Some people are very machpat on it, and the truth is, it's a good thing. They open the, whenever they say a shtikut Torah, they read the pasuk from the Achomash. They don't get up there and say a
chomash.
No, whatever they do.
And that's the whole thing?
Meaning, let's say they're saying a shtikut Torah on the words Vaidavar Hashem. So they'll read Vaidavar Hashem from inside. They don't want to read it outside. Anyway, but the Gra is a mantra, so sometimes I'm Samech of the Gra. Be'eskish b'korim l'maiser. My Maestro Asalayin, and Abakur Masalayin, and Reb Shimon, Truma Karina Rachmana, the Tara called the Truma, my Truma Mutarasalayin, and Abakur Mutalayin, and Reb Bia, Reb Shimon Paiter, Mar Makish, and Mar Loy Makish, same Hekish, and Reb Shimon argues for the same thing. For us, the Levi, and the Truma, right? Like the Truma Tatsalayin, and Allah, we're going to do that later. Okay, we'll leave that alone. We'll do it Mertisham later, tomorrow, 6:20. On Tuesday, for those on the phone, it'll be on the phone, and there won't be any Peliyayats. We will be learning on the phone, because I will, Mir Tishem, be traveling.